on 95.1 WAPE.
It's time for Blown Off. Tammy joins us. Tammy, hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm okay. I'm calling today because I need your help.
Okay.
Do y'all still do the Blown Off thing?
Oh, yeah.
Like constantly.
All the time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, great. I got a great one. Okay. So I need to find out if this guy still likes me. I haven't heard from him in like a week and a half.
Okay. What is this guy's name?
His name's Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we went out on the first date. First date was great. Like, we met up at a bar. It was really laid back. But what was really sexy about him is, like, he did one of those moves that I felt they only do in the movies, where we're, like, at the bar having a drink. The next thing you know, he puts his hand around my waist. He brings me in really tight, and boom, he kisses me.
Ooh,
oh,
that's
wow.
Hot.
That is pretty hot.
I'm getting a little sweaty myself.
Ew.
So I'm thinking, this is great. Like, we have great chemistry. He's taller than me. He's so sexy. Great.
He's taller than me. That's always a concern. Yeah.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
No, these are all the things a girl needs.
Right. Yeah,
so
for sure.
I'm like, okay, Tammy, let's go out a second night. So great. He calls me up literally the next day.
Yeah.
Nice.
And says, hey, why don't we hang out again? And I'm like, of course. I'm like, this is so amazing. So we go out the second night. Same thing. We hang out at a bar. We have a few drinks. Next thing you know, he's like, what about if we go back to my place? Because he has the cutest puppy. And I'm like, yeah, let's go back.
Oh, yes. Always yes to the puppy. Always.
Thank you.
Is that a euphemism for something? Or?
No, I just really love puppies.
Get a cute puppy.
Okay, all right.
Come over.
So you would now, but you didn't just go back to his place to see his puppy.
I mean, well, no.
Okay.
Well, no.
I got it.
So you see my point here. So I go to his place, one thing leads to another, mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, so I end up just sleeping over. Mm-hmm. You know, I sleep over.
Yeah, so you had a good night with him.
Yeah, no, we got it. We got the sleepover part. Probably not as much sleeping as over.
Well, okay, yeah, so we did a lot of overing while I was sleeping.
Okay.
So anyway, we had a great time. Listen, there were a lot of fireworks there. I know it was the most amazing thing. And I'm not the type of girl who usually does it on the second date. But the truth is, like, he's just sort of perfect. He's the top of my pot. So I'm like, why not? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right, well, it sounds like everything's going great. He's got a puppy. He's kissing you. He's the top for your pot. So when did it all go horribly wrong? Why are you calling us now?
So I left that next morning, and we texted that day. But truthfully, it's been at least a week and a half. I haven't even heard from him. I've sent, like, I'm not going to say 10 texts, but probably like 10 texts at this point.
Oh.
And I've called once or twice and just radio silent.
So you guys slept together once and now he's not talking to you, basically.
Well, if you say it like that, yeah.
That's
yeah, sorry, that sucks.
All right, hang on one second, Tammy. We'll call Jerome here in a minute. We'll find out why he's blowing you off, okay?
All right.
Why his pot's going around without a top.
Topless, this is what I'm trying to say. Okay.
Topless pots, yeah.
What
we're going to do now is call him up and find out the reason why. Tammy, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, you sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Here we go. We're going to call Jerome.
Hello?
Is Jerome there?
Yeah, that's him. Who's speaking?
Jerome, hi, my name is Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan, and we are renowned broadcasters.
Hey, Jerome.
Hey, what's up?
Only half of that is true, by the way.
Yeah.
We're just broadcasters. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Oh! From the radio?
Yeah!
Yes!
Oh, okay, yeah. I know you guys. What's up?
Cool.
Hey, how you doing?
Jerome, can we talk to you on the radio for a few minutes?
Oh, man, you're about to put me on blast, huh?
We're not trying to do that.
I know the show. I know y'all. I listen to y'all all the time.
Okay, well, so do you have a feeling why we're calling then?
Oh, man, who's complaining?
Oh, that's awesome. Jerome, yeah, we actually got a call from a girl who has some questions about your relationship. Her name is Tammy.
Oh, Tammy. Oh, man, yeah.
So you know why we're calling. Just let us know what happened to Tammy or what happened with her.
Yeah, why are you blowing her off?
I know she's on the phone, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. But straight up, that bit me.
Oh.
Like, straight up bit me hard.
What?
She bit you.
Yes.
Wait.
I know she's on the phone. I know she's on the phone. Tammy, tell them how you bit me.
Tammy?
Tammy.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You're not calling me back because I bit you? What are you for?
Well, what are you for? Why'd you bite him?
Right?
That's what people do. What are you talking about? This is crazy talk. Wait a minute. You're telling me you've never been scratched before?
No. Yeah, a couple times. Like, you know, like playful, nibbling here, scratching there, but you straight up took a chunk out of my shoulder, though, bro.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not Mike Tyson. I ain't that strong.
Okay, well, that would be the ear.
What?
Hold on. Are we talking about a sex thing here, or was this just like walking down the street, you had to turn around and bit him?
No, yeah. We were in the moment and everything.
Okay, all right. I think I'm getting it. Tammy, did you bite him? You admit to that fact.
I mean, yes, I bit him, but I bit him to sort of say good job. Like, yeah.
Oh, like a good job bite.
Wait, okay, so there's a difference between, like, playing biting and, like, actually taking a chunk out of someone's body part. Like, what really happened?
Out of your shoulder. Out of my shoulder, what? Like it was a rib.
Where pain and pleasure.
No,
you do a little pain.
No.
Have you never done this before with a girl?
Tammy, you drew blood, bro. You drew blood out of my shoulder.
Okay.
Listen, I'm sorry. I could be nursey next time.
Okay, Tammy.
Wait,
Tammy, what were the circumstances, and, you know, don't get too graphic, but
yeah,
that led you up to biting his shoulder and drawing blood?
Real talk. I mean, if we get real talk.
Yeah, real talk.
The reason this even happened is we're in his bed.
Okay, well, we got that.
And he was doing this thing. And I was so excited.
Okay.
I wanted to bite him. And believe me, I'm so sorry. I don't usually bite people, first of all. I just want to put that out there. I don't think I realized how hard I bit. That was my way of saying, good job. Like, oh my goodness, keep doing that thing.
Right.
Have you read a book?
Right.
So, Jerome, after she did that, were you like, ow? Or did she, maybe she didn't even realize she did it?
Of course, I was in the moment, you know, so it was like, the adrenaline was pumping.
Yeah.
Going, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, no, we get it.
Everything was, said and done.
This is just a communication problem.
So, Jerome, you didn't stop because you fought through. You played hurt, basically, because you wanted to get through.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and then afterward, did you say something like, oh, by the way, why the hell are you biting me?
No, you know what? I just kind of blew it off. I just kind of just was like, you know, I'm going to slide on home, and I'm just, you know, just let her be, you know, and just move on. You know, I couldn't deal with that, man.
I didn't
know how to bring that up. You know what I mean?
All right.
Did somebody bite you in a past life? It's not that deep, Jerome. Come on.
All right, well, Jerome, was there anything else wrong with Tammy other than the fact that she tried to, you know, eat you?
Nah, that was it, man. That was it. She was great, but, man.
Yeah, because it seems like you guys really had it. I mean, you got along really well, apparently.
We did, man. We did.
So, okay, would you be, maybe if you gave her, like, a sandwich or something beforehand, or,
no,
you know, maybe like one of those ball gags before you started, would you maybe want to see her again, or?
You know what? Dude, let's do it, man. I got no problem.
Let's
do it.
Yeah.
You got okay, Tammy.
Maybe just watch your teeth next time.
Yeah, Tammy.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I'm not going to bite you next time. I might hit you, but it'll be a playful hit. No, I'm joking. Okay.
I might stab you in the belly.
This sounds dangerous.
All right. Hang on with it. We're going to hook you guys up. We'll get you guys, like, dinner, and we'll get you guys a nice, I don't know, maybe like a motel room or something. And
maybe like a boxing bag.
Maybe like a security guard.
Out.
Yeah, to watch.
I don't know.
Some Mercurochrome for afterwards. Hang on. It's 340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mouse.